This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And as I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So we got 4 hours of gardening questions and answer for you to try and help you out with everything you can to help your garden at this time. It's right now, I'd have to say it's like the perfect temperature outside. When it's like 63 degrees, nice and calm, if you will. Next few days are looking like they're going to be some cooler temperatures compared to what we've had the past, I don't know, like 20 days. In the 60s, so nice and cool out there. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm or two for the next 3-4 days, but that's almost perfect. It'll keep it cool a little bit so we can get back out and do some things. I know the past week, maybe 2 weeks, has been real hard to do a lot of work outside. Yesterday wasn't too bad, but there were some days in the past 2 weeks that, oh, you just want to just not do anything out in the garden. So maybe some of those things have started to pass us by. We're starting to see some weeds in the garden. We're starting to see some, the lawn grow a little bit more or even dry out at this point. It kind of goes either way, right? But the weather really has done some things to us. It's up and down with our plants. Some things have grown really well. Some things have slowed down. Really all about how we water, etc. So we can talk about a number of different things today. I'm sure there's some things going on in the garden that you're trying to take care of. The lawn, maybe some of the vegetables going on. We had a little bit of rain come through a lot of parts of New England this week, here and there. It was odd. Some days it was in one area and it was around other areas but didn't hit. You could see it in the distance, but then other days it was that area and the other didn't get it. So it's the weather plays a major factor in what we do when it comes to our garden. So definitely been some crazy couple weeks when it comes to that. So we can discuss a lot of different things. Obviously, everything's on the table that you want to talk about in regards to your garden. Like I said, vegetables, lawn, trees, whichever. But I know the next few days we're cooling down to the point where some of these things that we talked about last week that we couldn't do, we could actually do. So if you're noticing some insects on your plants, we can start taking a look at spraying those. So we can discuss that all day today. Like I said, we'll be here till 10. I do have a caller on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Bill is in Ely, Minnesota.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
You there?
Yep. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. Very good. Very dry where I'm at. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, got a couple questions for you.
Sure.
One is on potato bugs. I've been using Captain Jack for about 4 or 5 years.
Yep.
It's kept them under control. This year, it doesn't look like it's controlling them.
Okay. Now, so you've used Captain Jack's. How often do you use it?
Approximately once a week.
Okay. So you have the potato beetle? That's what you got?
Yeah, the striped one.
Yep. Okay. Yep. What do you have it on? Because sometimes it's not always just on potatoes.
What else do I put it on?
No, do you have it on straight on the potatoes, or are there other vegetables that it's on?
No, just on the potatoes.
Okay. Sometimes it goes to, it's interesting, sometimes it'll go to others, it'll go to squash, it'll go to some others in the area.
Well, we might have a little damage on cauliflower.
Yep. So one of the products you can be using on this this one's a synthetic. It's called 8 Lawn and Garden from Bonide.
Okay.
This is one that you can be using to spray on there. I'm trying to look up the back of the package at the same time so we can see how many days prior to spray, to harvest. It's looking like you might actually be able to do it between 5 and 10 days prior to harvest. You can spray this, even though it's a synthetic.
Okay.
You'd be able to spray it on there to try and get rid of them. The synthetic might work a little bit more. What I'd almost suggest doing is maybe hitting it with the synthetic, because this is one that will kill on contact, where it like suffocates the potato beetle.
Okay.
And then once you've kind of given it like a heavy hit with this, then going back to the Captain Jack's to get the younger insects or anything that's else is on there. We're kind of in the point where we're well over a month before we're looking at a harvest. So I think you're going to be fine if you're
out a longer period.
I mean, I've read the date wrong here, but we're probably closer to the end of August, depending upon when you put it in the ground. So, I mean, we got about 2 months. So using something like 8 at this point should be fine for you, even though it's a synthetic to use.
Okay. All right. I have another question.
Sure.
On my sweet corn, two problems I have with it. We've been extremely windy than normal the last few years, but it blows over, okay?
Yeah.
And I've gotten so now I run heavy electric line, and I put in posts every 10 feet and wire up on each side of the plants to hold them up. Is my soil too loose?
It might be. You said you're very dry.
Even in the white years, I had problems with it.
Oh, okay. So it might be. You know, the other thing that could be, what are you fertilizing with?
Nothing.
So that could be an aspect of it help make the corn a little bit stronger so that its stalk has something behind it, right? So it has a little bit of power, if you will, to hold it up. So I'd be looking, maybe like a garden tone you could be using. You could also use like a liquid form of fertilizer every couple weeks. I'd be looking maybe like a Peters, or you could also, I don't know if out there you have Neptune's Harvest. You could also, Dram has a fish food. That's a liquid fish food out there that you could use. I'd be using that every couple weeks. What it does, that'll absorb into the plant and help it with not just its root system, but its shoots on there to help it get a little bit stronger. So I think just adding a bit to it is going to help it stand up a little bit more, be a little bit stronger. I like the what you've done with the cabling to help in that aspect, but I think adding a little bit more, you might not see it happen as much where they just fall right over.
Okay. The other problem with the corn, and I'll give you back, I put usually every other year, I put about maybe 4 inches of rotted cow manure on
it. Yep.
It's been rotted for probably 3, 4, 5 years.
Yep.
Okay. That's what I put on the whole garden.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. So, and the other problem I have with my sweet corn, I've had here lately, probably the last 2 or 3 years, is it gets so many suckers on it coming off the stalk.
What are you removing them the best you can, or?
We've tried that. We gave up because it didn't seem to do any. They grew back so fast.
Yeah, I think the plants might have some you know, might be struggling a little bit, and that's where the fertilizer is going to come in. They're trying to put out water shoots to just take away from the plant. I think the fertilization is going to help you a bit. On the suckers, I mean, do what you can to get rid of a few, but I think the fertilization is going to help you really big time.
Okay.
All right.
You got time for another question?
Yeah, hang tight for me. We'll be on the
other. Would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Bill in regards to his corn. Bill, I did a little bit of research just on the break. I wanted to check up on something when it came to the sucker growth on the corn. So on the sweet corn, it is actually kind of, it is common for them to have this sucker growth. It's actually, they call it tillers, corn right. Plant tillers. Any plant can have between 5 to 7 a year. One of the things I was just reading up on the break is there's two different ways of doing it, obviously. One is just removing them. And then there are a few out there that actually say, don't remove the suckers, because you could actually cause some damage to the main stalk, where it can open it up for insects and diseases, etc. I just wanted to look it up because I always like to just do a little bit extra research just to make sure what I'm saying makes the most sense, right? This one was saying it doesn't actually have an effect if you remove them, but if you do remove them, it's fine. So it's kind of, you're in between on what you do. So if you do leave them, it's not going to be bad. It almost actually keeps the stock a little bit stronger and healthier.
Okay. Okay.
And I know you had another question, but I wanted to go back to that a little bit.
Yeah. We call it up here Creeping Charlie.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got that little purple flower when it gets.
Yep.
Okay. How do you control that? It seemed to have taken over our yard.
Yeah, it's not an easy one to get rid of. The Creeping Charlie is one that it's a combination of products that you really need to take care of. The one I like to use, you kind of lump it in with like chickweed, clover, oxalis, all those in the same grouping. There's actually a couple products you can use as a combination. I like using the chickweed, clover, and oxalis concentrate, right? Using that as part of a combination, because this concentrate, the concentrate that it has in it, the product is has some triclopyr in it. That triclopyr is one really good to get rid of it. But I also, what I do, the product that I would also use would be Weed Beater from Bonide. Not the Weed Beater Ultra, just the straight Weed Beater, if you can find it, from Bonide. It's actually a combination of the two. So I use a 1.5 tablespoons per each product, okay? It's not going to say this on the bottle. I got this from the old company I work for. One of the guys who did turf grass, did all the golf courses in the area, had been in the industry for about 40 years, had this combination of the Weed Beater and then chickweed, clover, and oxalis. We also, the other combination that you could kind of use that has it is a poison ivy killer. But I liked using that chickweed, clover, and oxalis, and then using the Weed Beater, doing a tablespoon and a half on each in the same container.
Okay.
Okay, so you'd want to make it into a concentrate.
That'd be per gallon?
Per gallon, all right? Okay. And so what you would do is you have to do it in, like, 2-week intervals. So, you know, you're not going to be able to get rid of it completely this year. When it comes to a certain time of year, which we're in that, when they've already gotten those purple flowers and gone to the seed, it's hard to get rid of. But you could start to kill them now. But next year, I'd want you to look at it and get the combination of those two, add a tablespoon and a half of each per gallon. And then what you're going to do is spray it now. You'd spray it again in 2 weeks, and then spray it again 2 weeks after that because of the way that the cycle of the Creepin' Charlie goes. And then you'll have to, then from that point, you're going to have to reseed because it's going to kill a lot of the area because, as you know, Creepin' Charlie takes up everything. So that would be the combination I would use. But the biggest thing is it's multiple applications, about 3 applications for it to really take hold and get rid of it. I got to go to another break, so I appreciate it.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The last Confederate symbol on a U.S. state flag is likely coming off soon as the Mississippi State Senate joined the state's House in voting to suspend rules preventing lawmakers from changing the flag.
A vote of 85 yeas and 34 nays, resolution passes.
At the reading of the House vote results, the Senate then voted 36-14 to allow the change, and Governor Tate Reeves says if he has sent the bill to change it, he will sign it. The two chambers will likely consider the final bill to change the flag today. Princeton University is removing the name of President Woodrow Wilson from its public policy school in one of its residential colleges. Trustees say that Wilson's racist thinking and policies made him an inappropriate namesake. He was Princeton's president from 1902 through 1910. And this is USA Radio News. At least one person is dead, several others wounded, from a shooting incident at a Walmart distribution center in Northern California. It happened in Red Bluff yesterday. An assistant sheriff for Pima County, Phil Johnston, says the suspect, identified only as a 31-year-old white male, was a former employee at the center. Johnston says he crashed his vehicle into the building, then hopped out and started opening fire with a semi-automatic rifle with a multi-round clip.
The exchange of gunfire between the Red Bluff police officers and the shooter was multiple rounds. And when we tell you that, we have an accurate count. What I saw, I would say estimated 20 to 30 rounds exchanged.
Officers then fatally shot the suspect. More states reporting record high totals of new COVID cases. Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Nevada all reaching record highs yesterday. Arizona did not, but it set a record for hospitalizations. And this is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Come back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do have a bunch of calls, so I want to get right to them. Nathan, who's up next?
Cindy's in East Hampton.
Cindy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was just wondering, I'm a person that doesn't have a green thumb. My twin sister does, but I don't. And basically, I can grow herbs and various plants in my backyard that I have a certain area because I'm in an apartment. And, you know, I started off in the front with having strawberries. I started off with one strawberry plant, and it filled up all my front yard. But I had to move it to the backyard. And so I dug up the area for the plants to be planted in and found out that they did some roofing and put the drainage right where my garden was. And then I try to dig a vent so that the water would go out and not flood my garden. And so basically when I say that I've been orientated to seeing my grandfather and father do gardens over the years, that you have to rotate the vegetables in order to nutritionize the soil. Is that correct?
Well, so that is a practice that has been going on for a number of years to rotate the crops every few years to keep the nutrients into the soil. So that definitely does help. If you're, you know, container gardening, some people will always switch out the soil every couple years. So there's multiple thought processes. One thought process that I've always, not always, more in the recent, 5-10 years looked at is leaving some of the plants year after year and just cutting them down to the about the ground and reusing that area with maybe the same plant or something different for that to keep the nutrients.
Rotate it out after you for the following year, right?
A lot of people will do that. It doesn't have to be every year. It can be every couple years.
Uh-huh.
Depending upon the yield that you get, right? If you get a really good yield 1 year from anything that you've, you know, put in there, if it's vegetables or something like that, you almost go back the next year, so you continue that because the soil's almost in perfect condition. If you start to see a decline or something along those lines, that's when you start to rotate it out. It's not every year, I would say. It's maybe every couple years.
Yeah, okay.
So that you can use it. It's also what people, one of the reasons why there's some rotation going on is if there's insects or something that commonly attacks certain plants.
Uh-huh.
Like we had talked about the potato beetle earlier today, you know, that goes specifically to a few plants.
Yes.
You know, maybe it's rotating that out to try and get rid of a pest that's in the area. So that it has nothing to feed on. So that's like another
reason. What about fertilization?
What's that?
Fertilizer. Soil.
Well, yeah, definitely fertilizing the soil is definitely something to be doing yearly to give back.
Yeah, because I usually put topsoil on it.
Yep.
To kind of give it more volume.
Yep.
As it is the apartment complex and.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing. And what it is that I try my best, but I haven't planted it in 2 years, so I guess next year I'll do it. But I usually put the tomato plants in the front because that's where the, like, in the front it was direct sun, and in the back it's afternoon sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was like, and I tried doing the bigger tomato plants, but I find that I get more with the smaller tomato plants, you know, the cherry tomato plants.
Yep.
Then I use a lot of, I do cooking from scratch, so I cook with a lot of spices, so I have my herbs and everything, they're going well.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you know, like the hot pepper plants, the
yep.
various hot pepper plants, I buy them like there was no tomorrow. But they don't grow as quickly, and I'm wondering why that is. Is it because I'm not fertilizing enough?
Well, how often are you fertilizing anything that you have in the ground?
After I plant them, because when I plant them, I put fertilizer and everything else with it, but after that, I just keep weeding and watering.
So
and
I'd be
don't do any fertilizing during the season because I figure nature's going to take its course.
So nature will do a lot for the plants, but what happens is in times of drought or in times of if there's something going on insect-wise or like that, plant gets a little bit weaker. So it needs a little extra something. So the watering's great, but I'd be adding a fertilization type program in there, a liquid fertilizer. You know, with vegetables, I always like to go with like a Neptune's Harvest. They have a fish and seaweed. They also have a tomato and veg liquid that you mix with water.
Uh-huh.
You can do it every couple weeks. It's definitely something I like to add to the soil.
Okay.
You know, it's a drench to, and it, the plant will absorb it, and it will actually get stronger everything for the plant. It's something that, you know, a plant needs a little something extra each couple weeks, especially in the warm season when it's, you know, so hot. The plant is just, you know, just absorbing the water as quick as possible. So I'd be looking to do, you know, fertilization program at the same time as the watering. So every, you know, you water obviously maybe every couple days, but
yeah.
Fertilize every 2 weeks. with something, a liquid fertilizer, even if it's a Miracle-Gro.
Okay.
That
yeah.
would be fine. Whatever, really, whatever you would like to do. I'd love to see you use the Neptune's Harvest on vegetables. I think it's one of the better products for it.
Uh-huh.
What I'd also like to see you do next year when you add the topsoil, maybe add some compost as well. Okay, it doesn't have to be like a cow manure, like a composted cow manure. It can be any type of compost, you know, based on like a leaf, grass clipping compost, adding to the soil, maybe like a lobster compost, one of those. Anything you can add to the soil in a compost level is going to help enrich the soil.
This is old fashioned, but what about the eggshell, water kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, you can add the eggshells to the soil, but I would still be, I'd still be adding the compost early, and I'd still be fertilizing. This is like an addition to it. I bet you'd have a difference of night and day by adding some more compost and by fertilizing a little bit more and more often. Like I said, every 2 weeks, really.
I'll have to do it when the other tenants are in the building. how do I, this is one thing. I can't grow plants inside my apartment. So
okay.
I just basically just put them outside, you know, in the direct sun in the front and then, plant them in the back. Because I don't see how I'm not able, I have direct sunlight in the front, of my apartment. Why I cannot grow plants inside my apartment?
Well, so it's all about, you know, depending upon what they are, the light, how, you know, are they directly next to a heater during the winter? How much, like I said, how much light? Is it full sun, direct sun? You know, what type of plant is it?
Let's use a common plant like an herb. Basil.
Okay, and you can't get it to grow
every year.
Okay.
Now,
and you put it in like a full sun window?
You know, I even had, and not even a plant being a vegetable, what about prayer plants? I always had prayer plants, and I had gotten a young prayer plant, and it died on me. It was like, what? It's like, okay, then I don't grow plants in my apartment.
Now, the windows that you have, are they full sun or are they part sun?
I got two windows in my front, right in my living room. They're right there. It's full sunlight.
Okay. Now, so there could be, you know, basically depending upon how you're watering, I would be fertilizing those as well inside. I wouldn't use, like, the fish fertilizer because it does have a little bit of a smell. So I'd maybe be using, like, that Miracle-Gro or, you know, some other liquid form like a Peters. They have, like, a wettable powder where it's a powder that you mix in, like, a gallon of water and water your plants. I'd be adding that to my repertoire.
Yeah.
I'd be taking a look at... you know, how much, you know, depending upon the season when you're growing it, if it's the winter, is there too much, is it right next to heat, a heat source? Is there too much heat pushing?
You'd have to add more water.
Well, you'd have to water more often, but at the same time, some of them don't like that forced hot air right on top of them, at all times. It can weaken them a little bit. But I'd be taking a look at
putting, water tray underneath, because my source is, on the floor. Put the water underneath the plants so that they can draw the water up, but then maybe the heat source would probably dissolve that too, right?
Yeah, we're kind of looking at, you know, a little bit of the issue there. So it probably dries out quickly. So maybe it's watering a little bit more often. Seeing if you can move the plant back just a little bit from the heat. It's a combination of multiple things here.
Keep moving because if you want them to live, you've got to do what you have to do. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. And I think, honestly, I think adding a fertilization program to those is going to help them. And okay. Adding, you know, just constant watering every few days. The tray, right, it would be fine to add. I see no problem adding a tray to the bottom for it to absorb the water. But at the same time, that, you know, don't cut out your regular watering schedule on it.
Okay.
You don't want it, the water just to sit there sometimes in root systems. That can and cause it to the lower roots to rot,
right,
which makes
right,
it so
right.
It doesn't, you know, absorb like you want to. So I think there's a combination of a few things that are going on that you would need to take a look at.
I know that in gardening outside that most people suggest about watering in the morning versus watering in the evening, or with me, I could water in the morning and the evening.
So
I don't want to over-soak anything that's going to do, but if it's extra hot, I'll water in the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, I'm a proponent of watering in the morning the best you can. That allows the plants to absorb during the day and to be successful. So that's something I would look at doing going forward. But other than that, it's a combination. I think you know you have some good information that you can get some things settled over there.
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty, you have a great one. We'll be back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill is in Manchester.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Bill, you there? All right, seems like...
Yeah, we'll go to someone else. We've got Linda in St. Charles.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I've been listening for a long time. I used to listen for your dad, too.
Thank you.
And just, you're welcome. And just last winter, I called you up, and I got some great advice. I mentioned that I'm new at this, even though I've been listening. And... you told me that over the winter I should use for my new plants a humidity tray.
Yep.
And I should group them together. And I have one philodendron that's almost tripled in size. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Awesome.
And I just kept it in the tray because it's silver and it's got pretty stones in it. And
yep.
It just seems to be doing great.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm finally getting into this. It takes a while to get confidence when you have a black thumb, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So what my question to you today is, I mean, I have time to worry about this, but I have gotten some beautiful begonias and other annuals that I bought, and they're in a container. I'd like to bring them in over the winter to enjoy them. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to take cuttings. Couldn't I just take the whole plant in? Do I have to do anything special besides fertilizer or not?
Well, so you've, did you plant them in the ground? Are they still in containers?
No, I'm sorry. They're in a container. And so, one is hanging from the porch, actually.
Okay. Now, you can definitely take them inside. They tend to have a little bit of a, you know, they'll slow down a little bit over the winter. They don't always, not every single one will continue to keep going year after year. But you could do this with this. Basically, what you're looking to do is make sure that these plants that you have out there don't get hit by a frost.
Okay.
So you're watching for any of that frost that would slow them down, right? We want to get them from the outside to the inside and kind of keep the conditions the same so they kind of keep going, right? So if you're noticing this fall, where the temperatures between the day and the night have a rapid change. You know, sometimes you'll see like 20 degree drop overnight. You know, sometimes we'll get into that point where it'll be in the 60s and then it'll drop into the 40s, right? So
yeah,
if you're noticing
traumatic.
Yeah, so if you're noticing some extreme temperature changes, it might be time to bring them in for the night, then bring them back out for the next day to kind of keep them going with that temperature. You know, one of the things that will happen is if it gets shocked or something, you know, there's a major change, it slows down and it kind of says, okay, this is it. I got to go to seed. I want to go to the next level. Whereas you want to prolong that and bring it inside. So that's something I'd be looking at. Make sure you bring it in inside and try to give it the same conditions as you would outside when it comes to light aspects, right? So if it's in full sun, make sure it's going to get into a full sun, maybe like a self-facing window. If it's partial sun where it's half and half, maybe it's, you know, in a western-facing window or, you know, eastern-facing window, excuse me. You know, you want to try and mirror the same thing that it would be outside so that it continues for you. You know, the watering, you won't have to water as much as you do during the summer months. You can cut back a bit on that. Fertilization won't be as much, maybe once a month, if anything, during the winter months. A lot of times in winter, you slow down when it comes to fertilizing.
Right.
Allow the plants to just have that dormancy period or that slow down period. So as long as you're trying to mimic some of the same things that are outside and get it in early enough where it's not going to get hit by a frost and weaken the plant, that's something I would really look at doing for the future for you.
It's kind of like people. It takes a while to get used to the surroundings.
Exactly. Exactly. Definitely.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
No problem, Linda. You have a great rest of your day and good luck.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.